Become our friend on Facebook. Post on our wall your thoughts about our shows and network. Visit Facebook.com/Voice America.
The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Sports Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericasports.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Let's go! Yeah! For those of you that want to know what we're all about, it's like this, y'all. This is 10% luck, 20% skill, 15% concentrated power of will, 5% pleasure, 50% pain, and 100% reason to remember the name.
It's time to talk about the high school sports scene in Arizona and beyond. Welcome to the Coach's Corner with the coach, Scott Lovely. We are the first internet sports radio talk show focusing on the high school sports scene. And here's your host, Coach Lovely.
Good afternoon, good evening, Arizona high school sports fans. I am Coach Scott Lovely, and welcome to today's Coach's Corner. Man, I tell you, today is like Christmas Day. And I know there are a bunch of guys out there that are buddies of mine that are just like opening brand new presents today, because today is the first official day of AIA basketball. That's right. They're allowing the coaches and players to start tryouts today, and today is the first day, and these guys are out there conditioning their kids, beating them up, getting them ready for the season to do battle with other teams across the state. And this is going to be a good season. We're going to look forward to talking to a lot of coaches and players and looking at who's doing what, what's going on, how teams are shaping up after the tryouts, some big moves that took place during the offseason. Basha blew up, imploded on itself a little bit. Players are gone from there. Coaches are gone. New coaches are in. Dobson, will they be an eligible team? Will they not be an eligible team? The players that transferred in be eligible to participate? Lots of questions about basketball season right now. And we're going to take a look at that. Next week, we're going to start looking at that more and more in depth. I'm going to talk to a lot of coaches over the week, throughout the weekend, come back with some good information. But man, today, there's a lot of people that are excited about what's happening today. But before we can talk any more about other sports, we got to recognize what's going on right now back east. That's right. Back east, they're getting beat up by Hurricane Sandy. 1,000-mile stretch of the East Coast is being beat up by Hurricane Sandy, and we hope that, I know a lot of our hosts from back east had to cancel their shows today. I hope everybody is well and get through that unscathed, let's say. All right, now congrats to several football teams that finished their season, the regular season, 10-0. Man, I tell you what, we talked about this last week with Kyle Odegaard as we were looking at some of these football teams and how they matched up and what they were doing going into their last few games. And some teams went 10-0 this season, and you got to tip your hat to that, because that is a very tough thing to do as a coach, to keep your players focused and to move forward and to continue to stay focused on the job at hand, not the undefeated mark. But I want to congratulate Desert Edge High School, Queen Creek High School, Sabino High School, Saharita High School down south. And, you know, those are all Division III teams that went 10-0, and you got to recognize South Point Catholic, who didn't go undefeated per se, but they did go undefeated against Arizona opponents, and they lost to California Crespi High at the beginning of the season. So they went 10-1, and that is an amazing accomplishment to go undefeated. So if they hadn't scheduled up and played Crespi at the beginning of the year, they could have finished the season undefeated. So you got to recognize Division II South Point football for going 10-1. Congratulations out there. Now, this week is football playoffs. That's right. Football playoffs kick off this Friday night. And we're going to talk about some of those matchups today. We're going to be joined by former head football coach at Arcadia High School, Jim Ellison. He's going to help us break down the AIA playoff brackets for Division 1, 2, and 3. We were talking this weekend, and he kind of took the brackets out and started breaking them down for himself. And we're going to hear what coach thinks is going to happen in the football landscape this playoff season? Because, you know, this year we've got some different teams emerging to the top, and we'll see what happens. Will Hamilton have a chance to win the state championship again, or will they fall short as they have most of the season? They're coming off those 8 straight wins, though. They might be hot at the right time of the year. So we'll talk about that and more. First, let's welcome to the show former head football coach Jim Ellison. Coach, welcome to the show.
Yeah, thanks, Scott. Great being here with you. I can't wait to get started on this.
Now, man, you know, first off, I want to say, you had the season off, and so you've got a chance to go out and see some teams and kind of look around. And so what was it like not being on the sideline this season?
Well, you've coached for a long time and then stepped down for a year. It's a little gut-wrenching. I mean, there's nothing better than football, and there's nothing better than high school football. And so it was hard. Like you said, I was able to focus on some other teams and things that were going on more so than I would have if I was head coach this season, because, you know, once I'm coaching, it's like 40 or 50 hours of film of my opponents, and the rest of the world becomes kind of unknown to you.
Right.
But like you said, I think it's going to be an outstanding playoff. You know, like you're talking about the undefeated teams. I mean, there's some good football teams out there.
Now, Coach, the year I took off, I was actually able to spend some time refining my craft, kind of diving in and looking at some different offenses and things like that, knowing that the student of the game that you are. I'm sure you kind of did some of the same thing. What kind of was the piece that consumed you this season?
What's that? What consumed me the most?
Yeah, what consumed you the most this season?
Well, I'll tell you what. I mean, in all actuality, I mean, I had a little more free time because I'm one of those, I'm a film junkie. I mean, once I start breaking down an opponent, it's like, I'll watch it 10 or 15 times because it seems like every time I do, I pick up something new. So it was nice to be able to relax and not have to worry about a game each week. And I kept in touch with guys I've coached with, like, Dana Zupke over at Pinnacle and, Huffine over at Chaparral. And, I mean, just different guys that I've been connected to for a while.
Right.
So
right.
It kind of felt like I was still in it, but yet it was, it was a little easier. And like I say, at times it was a little sad.
So you got that itch again?
Oh, without a doubt.
So as these jobs start opening up, we can look to you and see that your name's probably going to be jumping in on some of these jobs that are going to open up.
Well, I truly hope so. I truly hope that I'm able to catch on somewhere and feel that I can make a difference wherever I go. Not only with the players but with facilities and stuff. Because I was able to raise the money to put in that synthetic turf field.
Yep.
And the new weight room, and I feel like I made the school itself better.
Yeah, very good. Well, Coach, let's talk some playoffs because as we look at these, let's start with Division III. As we look at these brackets, man, I tell you what, there's some great matchups in this Division III state football brackets. But actually, before we get to the brackets, let's talk a little bit about the system that puts these teams in the brackets. This year, the AIA went to the Max Preps PowerPoint ranking system, and I know that you've talked to a ton of coaches, and you kind of have some opinions about the AIA Max Preps ranking system. Let's talk about that first. What are your thoughts?
I'm losing him.
Can
you hear me?
Yeah, Jim, are you there? Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay, what are your thoughts of the AIA Max Preps ranking system?
Well, I'm going to tell you what, I love the system. I know a lot of people say they don't like it. There's people that don't, and some people don't like it because they can't truly, maybe totally understand it. But I think it's an outstanding system. I mean, when they switched from the point where you just didn't get points for your victories, you then, got points or didn't get points for your opponent's victories. And as they got deeper doing that, I think it's an awesome system. And I think when you look at these brackets that we're going to go through, I think it proves that.
Yeah, there's a lot of tough matchups about these brackets as we look at them. Let's go ahead and start at the Division III level, Coach. We got
You want to start on three?
Yeah, let's start on Division III.
Okay.
We've got 2 minutes before we have to really go to break, so let's kind of hit a couple of these games real quick here. The very first game I want to talk about is the Desert Edge, who got the number one ranking overall from being undefeated, and they match up against the number 16 Shadow Ridge. Let's talk about how you think that matchup's going to go.
Well, I think when I look at it, you know, first of all, you talk about it and you get Desert Edge as one of those 10-0 teams. Okay. And they're a solid team. I mean, they have, you know, I don't care who you're playing. If you win all 10 games, you're getting it done. And then, with Shadow Ridge, I think their schedule was a little soft. And to be honest, they actually had a loss earlier in the season to Desert Edge, and they lost by about 19 or 20 points.
Right.
So, I mean, it's one of those things. It's almost like doing the Final Four bracket. You know, we haven't seen a 16 knock off a 1 yet.
Right.
You know, so, I mean, I'm kind of sitting in that boat, and then I just think that I think Desert Edge is too strong for them.
Okay, so now you look at the Cactus-Saguaro game. That's a game that both you and I think is probably one of the top games in this whole bracket right here. Cactus with the number 8 seed and Saguaro with the number 9 seed. What do you think is going to happen
there?
Well,
I was all up all night trying to figure that one out. That's going to be amazing. You know, and first thing you have is a rematch of the state final last year. So that's one intriguing thing about it, because those two played for the state title. You know, they played earlier in the season, and Cactus lost 67-14 to Saguaro.
Right.
So you know what comes interesting is, and I've seen guys do this, you know, as a coach, you know, you beat them 67-14. So, you know, do you change anything? Do you keep with the same game plan? Because it obviously worked, but it starts messing with your mind, because you're going like, do I just do what we did? It was effective. Or do I try to change things and make things a little different? You know, you're not sure exactly what to do. And, you know, and then the thing being too, you know, Larry Feckenheyer over at Cactus, an amazing coach. I mean, that guy he's doing it like it doesn't get done anymore. I mean, he's been there like, you know, geez, 20. I mean, I remember battling with him when we were all at Chaparral, and that was like 95 and 96. So he's been doing it forever. And, you know, you got Mons over at Saguaro, first year coach. So it'll be interesting to see how that plays out. But that truly is one that I mean, all likely signs would say pick Saguaro, but I just can't count Cactus out.
Yeah, you know, as you look at that game, both of them being 7-3, the game earlier in the season, you know, with a blowout by Saguaro, Cactus may have not been ready for that. I think Saguaro struggled early in the season. I think they kind of picked up pace a little bit here towards the end and lost to some major competition, Desert Vista late in the season. And, they had some things that they kind of, They turned it around. I honestly think that Saguaro's going to get that win. I think that their talent pool is there. I think that they've got things headed in the right direction. I don't think that they're the same Saguaro of old. I think the loss of, Coach Saunders going to ASU, I think that really hurt them. But I do think Saguaro is going to get this W.
Yeah. And like I said, my only, you know, it's interesting because I happen to see their game against Arcadia. And they played Arcadia, and they looked like, oh my God, they looked like a college team. It was unbelievable.
Yeah, but it was against Arcadia, and Arcadia is struggling this year. So
and they're very, you know, heckle and jive. You know, what's that?
Jekyll and Hyde. Yeah,
that's it.
Yeah, Jekyll and Hyde.
I mean,
all right,
much like that, and like I said, they got a young coach, first year guy, and you know, he's just got to be. You know, he's just got off his course and, you know, I would tell you what, if I had a game plan that beat those guys, you know, by 50 points or whatever, I would stick to it.
Yeah. Well, we'll see what he's going to do. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, more with Jim Ellison and the AIA Division 3, 2, and 1 state playoff brackets. This is the Coach's Corner. I'm the Coach Scott Lovely. We'll be right back.
Internet flagship station for sports.
Voice America Sports. when it comes to youth and high school football. Listen each week to Coach Al Gross at First and Ten Football. Coach covers vital topics relating to the latest trend on a national level. Join Coach as he interviews personalities from the NFL, NCAA, and the top high school coaches from around the country. Catch all the interviews and get in-depth information online at www.firstandtenfootball.com. Your national resource for youth and high school football. First and Ten Football airs Wednesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on Voice America Sports.
Kevin Lewis has been a student of the game his entire life, from Little League to the NFL. Tune in Wednesdays at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern, right here on Voice America Sports. Hustling with K. Lewis. It's not where you start, it's how you finish.
We some hard hitters. We some hard hitters.
Hard Hitting Radio is a new kind of sports and entertainment show. Your hosts are NFL veterans Mark McMillan and co-host Byron Evans. It's an hour of hater-free radio every week. You'll hear interviews with top athletes, celebrities, coaches, and fans. It's humor, hits, and conversation. Hard Hitting Radio is on with McMillan and Evans. Listen Fridays at 3 p.m. Pacific Time, 6 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Sports Network.
Your internet flagship station for sports.
Voice America Sports.
This is the Coach's Corner with Scott Lovely, the program that brings the high school sports fans together in Arizona and across the world. To talk to the coach, pick up the phone and call in toll-free to 1-888-346-9144. That's 1-888-346-9144. Or drop an email to hssportstalk@yahoo.com. Now, back to the program.
All right, welcome back to the show. This is the Coach's Corner. I'm the Coach Scott Lovey. Right now we're being joined by former head varsity football coach at Arcadia High School, Jim Ellison. And we're breaking down the 2012 AIA football Division III state brackets. And right now we're focusing on number 5 Williamsfield versus number 12 Campo Verde. Both those teams, and you know, I know it's a home game for Williamsfield, but Campo Verde and Williamsfield, I think that those teams are about even as far as ability-wise. I think, from what I understand, Campo Verde travels very well with their fan base. But I think Williamsville is going to get the W at their home field. What do you think, Coach?
Yeah, I would, Scott, I'd agree with you on that. I picked Williamsfield. Coach Campbell does a great job. That program has been solid for 3 or 4 years now. And the only loss they had in the season was Clean Creek.
Yeah. Yeah, and you've gone against Coach several years, you know, with the old East Sky region set up the way it was. And I thought that was great. And from rumors that I'm hearing, the AIA is actually considering going back to some region play, region competition, which I think is important. I mean, you know, I think it just adds another facet to the competition and gives the kids another opportunity to have success and some bragging rights and things like that.
Oh, yeah, without a doubt, because, you know, I remember, like you said, a couple years ago, they came to Arcadia 9-0, and we beat them, you know, for the last game of the season to win the region, and it was one of the best moments in the school. Yeah. I mean, it was awesome. So, and when you look at the alignments, you know, and even though they're in divisions and sections, and, I mean, you can look at, like, you know, Arcadia, for example, is in Division III, Section 3. That could almost be a region, because it's just amazing how schools all kind of play each other. So I don't know why they couldn't do that.
Yeah. Yeah. So the next game we're going to break down is number 4 Liberty versus number 13 Paradise Valley. Now, Paradise Valley has, in my opinion, I think they had a pretty much of a disappointing season. I don't know. What do you think, Coach?
Well, I'll tell you what. I'm a Donnie Yannis fan. I mean, when we had the old 5A1, 5A2, you know, he's been through every division, and he's won everywhere he's been. And I don't know how he does it, but it seems like he always gets an outstanding quarterback, or he creates one, because every year you hear about his QB going to Boise or Hawaii, or, you know, and I think this guy he's got now has got some big offers. In fact, I think he might be.
Isn't he the one going to Boise State?
Yeah, but yeah. It's I mean, he gets it done, but you know, that Liberty program, it's also a solid program. And then, you know, one thing, not that we can base it on that exactly, but these two teams did meet earlier in the season, and Liberty beat PV by about 35 points.
Yeah, 65-31. It was like a basketball score.
Yep. But those are two solid, that's what I said, two solid programs. You know, and we're talking a 4-13 matchup, and it should be a good game.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I picked Liberty to move forward in that game.
I did too.
It's going to be an interesting matchup to see Williamsfield and Liberty, Desert Edge and Saguaro on the top of that bracket. Now let's go to the bottom of the bracket. You've got number 3 Sabino against number 14 Nogales. Nogales is going to have to travel over to Sabino, and those two teams are familiar with each other.
Yeah. I just like, Nogales is a team that doesn't get a lot of attention. They're, you know, out there in, you know, no man's land, but they're like an 8-win team or a 9-win team almost every year. But I just don't think they can match up to Sabino.
Yeah, I think
Sabino went undefeated.
Them.
They beat some good teams. The only thing you can look at, too, is Nogales. When you look at our 16-team bracket, Nogales played two teams in this bracket, in the 16-team bracket, and they lost to both of them.
Yeah.
So I'm going to say that... I got to give the edge. And even though they are, you know, once again, we're talking about a 3-14 seed, but yeah. I without a doubt, have to give the edge to Sabino.
And I think you brought up a great point. Nogales played two teams in the 16 and lost to both. So we can move on to number 6 versus number 11, which is Sahurita versus Sunrise Mountain. Sahurita was one of those teams that went into undefeated. But you know what, Coach? I think this is the week they have a hiccup and they lose. I think Sunrise Mountain is going to bite them and get the W.
I do, too. I picked that as one of my upsets.
Yeah.
And, I look at, Sahurita had a good season, obviously. Geez, 10-0. I mean, but Sunrise Mountain, I'm intrigued by them. They had two losses. That was to Cactus and Liberty. And so I just, it's one of those ones I just get a feeling. Yeah. I just get a feeling that Sunrise Mountain is going to knock them off.
You look at, and Sunrise Mountain can put some points on the board, Coach. I mean, they beat Paradise Valley 57-47. They beat North 63-26.
Yeah.
They beat Verado 49-0. I mean, the last game against Glendale was 56-7. They put some points on the board.
Yeah. Yep.
So it's going to definitely be a good game, but I think Sunrise Mountain's going to come out on top. So now if we move down to number 7-10 matchup, we've got Maricopa versus Thunderbird. And actually, Coach, what say you on this matchup?
I'll tell you what. I want to congratulate Maricopa on a good season. That was quite a turnaround, okay, because I've played them the last few years, and they have struggled. And I don't know what they're doing now, but they've got it going on. But I think it kind of ends here because I believe in Thunderbird. I believe in Thunderbird more.
Yeah.
I think that coaching staff is great. He's they won a state championship a couple of years ago. He's still got some players from that team. He's got Benoit or Benoit, however he pronounces it. He's got him running the ball. He's solid. Like I said, good coaching. Not that Maricopa's not, but I just have to give the edge to Thunderbird.
Yeah, I did the same thing. I picked Thunderbird to move forward. Now we've got the 2-15 matchup, which is Queen Creek versus Agua Fria. Coach, I picked Queen Creek. I just think Queen Creek is going to be a juggernaut and move on through. It's going to be that bottom bracket. I think they're going to move on through the bottom bracket to the Sun Devil Stadium on the 24th.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you what. I'm going with Queen Creek because I'm going with them to win the whole thing.
Oh, are you? That's your pick?
I think Queen Creek's going to win Division III. I truly believe that. And I'll tell you what, Coach Germain has done an outstanding job over there.
Yeah, he has done a great job.
You know, sometimes you talk to people and they'll say, oh, we got an ex-NFL coach, or that doesn't mean anything. You know, I remember when Stump Mitchell got hired at Casa Grande, and they got hammered. Because, you know, it's all about relating to kids and being able to, you know, bring your system down to their level and do stuff. And Germain has done a great job.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, It's going to be interesting because you picked Queen Creek to win it all. I'm looking at the brackets, and I think the Saguaro Desert Edge matchup is going to be a huge matchup in the top bracket. And then I think that top bracket, those top eight teams right there, they're the ones that got hosed because if you look at it, you've got Desert Edge, Saguaro, Williamsfield, and Liberty on the top.
Yeah, well, I'm with you. Out of those eight teams in that top half, six of them could easily move on and win it.
Yeah, yeah. So
that's
crazy.
That's crazy. It is a tough bracket.
Yeah, Division III is definitely the toughest, I think, of all of the brackets to pick. I think the parity at that division is great.
Yep.
All right, so let's move to Division II. We're going to quickly hit these two matchups here. I want to hit South Point Catholic versus Notre Dame. Notre Dame coming off of the a good season. I mean, they barely squeaked into the playoffs. But, you know, after losing Coach Bemis last year and, you know, this being the first year under the new head coach and the new system and everything, to still make the playoffs is good. But I think South Point gets the W here.
Yeah. Now, you know, a couple things with Notre Dame. The only team that made it in the playoffs with a 500 record. Out of all of Division 1, 2, and 3, they're the only team that made it in with a 500 record. Okay? Like you said, new guy taking over for, you know, Coach Bemis, you know, an awesome guy. I miss him because he was a good friend and I mean, he's a great guy to talk to, but I just, you know, they've only beaten They didn't beat a team. If you look at Division II, they didn't beat a team that was above 22nd in power points.
Wow.
Their wins came from teams below that. And you know, and then the other thing you got to remember with Notre Dame is they actually, when the new seedings came out, they were placed, you know, number wise, enrollment wise in Division IV. And they petitioned up to Division II. So they petitioned themselves up into this, you know, into this division. And, I mean, for doing that, they're kind of holding their own, but.
Yeah, still made the playoffs.
I think they go down to South Point. I got to see, South Point play on TV, last Thursday, and they impressed me.
Okay, Siena again, Mountain View. What do you think, Coach? Mountain View, Marana. I picked Mountain View to get that one.
I'll tell you what, I got a question mark by it. I think it's going to be Siena.
Do you? That's the first one we've disagreed
on. I really
do
now. I just do. Those coaches are good. You know, I remember playing them when we were at Schaap. They've gone deep into the playoffs, you know, lasted a couple of years. And, you know, they did lose to Marana Mountain View earlier in the season by two. Okay, so it's, as far as I'm concerned, it's anybody's game. And you've almost got to, you know, tilt yourself to home field advantage, and they're the 8 seed, and Marana's the 9.
Yeah, yeah. So it's hosted at Cienega. So you pick Cienega, I pick Mountain View. We'll see how that comes out. Real quick, let's talk about Chavez and Millennium. That's a 5-12 matchup. I just moved Chavez right on down the road.
Yeah, I'm a Chavez fan. I think Coach Rite has rebuilt them. They're, you know, they should have, I mean, they, oh my God, what, they finished 8-2 or 9-1 last year or the year before, and they were banned from the playoffs, so they couldn't advance. I think they're gonna move on a ways.
Yeah, I do too, and I think he's the Jerry Tarkanian that the, of high school football here in Arizona.
Yeah, he gets it done.
I think the AIA has hunted that man and followed him everywhere he's gone and tried to get him, and they did get him. Last year they got him.
Yeah.
Banned him from the playoffs.
You know, I get along with them. He's not a huge fan favorite, but the bottom line, he wins wherever he goes.
Yep. Yep. Okay, so what we're going to do is let's take a quick break. When we come back, we'll talk Centennial and Saharo. I don't know how to say that schools now. I keep messing it up, but I think it's Saharo. We'll come back after this break with Jim Ellison, and we'll break down the AIA football brackets Division II style. This is Coach Scott Lovely. We'll be right back after these messages.
Your internet flagship station for sports, Voice America Sports.
Okay, sports fans, here's your opportunity to discuss football, America's favorite sport. On an annual basis, millions of people attend, watch, and listen to football, both pro and college. Ray Ellis Sports, an internet talk radio show, was developed with the fan in mind. Join host former Philadelphia Eagles and Cleveland Browns strong safety, Ray Ellis, on Voice America Sports every Tuesday at 1 p.m. Pacific for exciting interactive football discussions from the fans' perspective. Tune in every Tuesday at 1 p.m. Pacific to Ray Ellis Sports, right here on the Voice America Network. And let's talk football.
If you want to talk about the East Coast sports scene, particularly from the Southeast, make sure you tune in to the Jeff Owen Show every Tuesday. Yeah, we'll talk about some of the other teams and news that's out there, but host Jeff Owens and co-host Tasha Humphrey know the inside and out of the Georgia college sports world, and they were born there, raised there, and still live the scene. We'll talk about every sport imaginable. Tune in on Tuesday at 7 p.m. East Coast time, 4 p.m. in the West, on the Voice America Sports Channel.
Play ball! If you're looking to talk baseball, even in the offseason, look no further than the King's Corner, talking baseball with former World Series champion Jim Leyritz. Jim's known for a rather controversial stance during his show. He's brutally honest and ready to talk with current and former players, owners, and other key figures to bring you baseball from an insider's view. You won't want to miss a single episode. The King's Corner, talking baseball with Jim Leyritz, is heard every Thursday at 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Pacific on the Voice America Sports Channel.
Your internet flagship station for sports, Voice America Sports.
Coach's Corner with Scott Lovely, the program that brings the high school sports fans together in Arizona and across the world. To talk to the coach, pick up the phone and call in toll free to 1-888-346-9144. That's 1-888-346-9144. Or drop an email to hssportstalk@yahoo.com. Now, back to the program.
All right, welcome back to the show. This is the Coach's Corner. I'm Coach Scott Lovely, joined right now by former head football coach Arcadia High School, Jim Ellison. We are breaking down the 2012 AIA Division II state playoff brackets, and we left off with number 4 Centennial versus number 13 Saguaro, and that's the Saguaro down in Tucson. Now, here's the thing. As I look at this matchup, Coach, I don't think Centennial has the same aura around them. So it used to be when you walked on the Centennial football field, you kind of felt like, you know, okay, we just got to play to at least stay even. I don't think that's there anymore. I think Saguaro's going to walk into there, and I don't think they're going to be as threatened. Now, I think Centennial wins the game, but I don't think it's going to be, you know, Centennial of old.
Yeah, I would agree. I mean, you kind of get the same thing with well, to be honest, you get the same thing with Chaparral and Scottsdale Saguaro.
Yeah.
I mean, you look at them and you don't, I mean, you know, you're right. I mean, I remember walking, you know, we were at Pinnacle playing Centennial, and, you know, I'm walking in the back of the end zone while they're doing their lineman drills, and I'm like, is this high school?
Yeah.
I mean, to me, they look like Division I guys. But I still think they win this game, though. I think the experience of that staff, Richard Taylor, he's had all his guys together for a long time. It's still a quality program. You know, I think they win this one and move on.
I think they win it as well. I think Saguaro being 7-3, you know, this season, and you know, they didn't really. I mean, if you really look at it, the matchups that they had, that they lost to Sabino this last weekend, 31-17, and I think Sabino is a good football team, you know, but I just don't think Saguaro has the strength. They're looking at their schedule. It wasn't a very strong
schedule.
Yeah,
and they also had losses to Buena and Cienega.
Yeah, yeah. So, I mean, I just don't think they have anything to match up.
If Centennial wins and Cesar Chavez moves on like we think, that's a heck of a second-round matchup.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. That's two teams right there that could win the whole thing.
Yep.
All right, so let's move down to the bottom of the bracket. You've got number 3, Ironwood Ridge, versus number 14, Prescott. Ironwood Ridge, enough said. What do you think, Coach?
I'm an Ironwood. I like Ironwood Ridge. you know, during their season, they beat Centennial and Marcos Denise on back-to-back weeks.
Yeah, I just don't think
that's two huge wins.
Unfortunately,
I think they're solid. Prescott, I think, once again, I think Prescott, you know, played a soft schedule. You know, their wins, if you look at some of their wins, Kingman, Barry Goldwater, Cactus Shadows, Moon Valley, Deer Valley. I don't think they played, half of the strength of a schedule that Ironwood Ridge played.
Right. Ironwood Ridge moves on. Okay, so now here comes the matchup of this bracket that you and I were kind of scratching our heads talking about this one. Apollo versus Horizon. Now, Apollo's sitting at 9-1 as the number 6 seed, and Horizon is the number 11 seed at 8-2. Now, Horizon had a great season this year with upsets over Desert Mountain. You know, I mean, you look at that situation, you think, wow, that's when they played really, really well. And, you know, Coach, what do you think about this matchup?
I'm going upset. I'm going Horizon. Apollo, you want to go against an 8-2 or 9-1. I think they were 9-1, you know, and their loss was to Centennial. But when I look at the remainder of their opponents, I'm really not impressed.
Yeah.
And, even though they're the 6, I'm going with Horizon in the 11th spot.
And Chaparral beat them up pretty good, 50-20.
Yeah. Horizon had losses to Shap and Pinnacle. You got Coach Schaefer back in there. He's, said he was going to bring that, program back to dominance. And he's, after 1 year, he's done a pretty good job because we didn't hear much about them for a few years.
All right, so Horizon moving on for both of us, and then you got Perry and Chaparral. Now, look, I got to put a disclaimer here. My daughters go to Perry High School, and my daughter's boyfriend is on the Perry football team. He's one of the offensive linemen, so I have to say Perry is going to move on in this game. Coach, what do you think?
Well, first off, he should be breaking up with your daughter because it's football season, and he really probably doesn't have time for that. But now you're talking. This is a tough one because I coached at Chaparral for 12 years, helped win 3 state championships there. I got a lot of red and gold in my blood. I got to go with Chap on this one. And I'll tell you what, Regal left and went up to
U of A,
and Huffine took over. And you talk about a quality guy and a good coach. He's the real deal. I mean, that would. If I could only pick a few guys to be friends with in my life, he would be one of them. He's a solid guy. But they struggled at the very start of the year, which is understandable. They had a couple tough games. They had Marcos, and they had somebody else right out of the gun. And but I think he's got that team under control now. I was able to watch them play Saguaro a week ago, and I thought they looked good.
Yeah, well, with losses to South Point, Marcos, and Desert Mountain, those are all quality football teams, and those are early in the season. Transitioning from Regal to the new football coach, new system, new everything, new thought process. And, early in the season, Chaparral struggled. They were 1-3, but they turned it around with, what do they got, 6 or 7 straight wins?
6 straight wins.
Yeah, so, and they did play very well against Saguaro, beat Saguaro 38-20. And now going into the game against Perry, it's going to be interesting to see. I think Perry's a strong football team, and, it's going to be a good battle. But I'm going to – Austin, I picked you, buddy. I picked you today to win the game, so don't disappoint me.
Yeah, and I'll be honest. I think, like I said, I think Chaparral's doing well. They're not a state championship team. Okay, they're not this year. They're coming off of 3 state championships, but they're not this year. Okay, so, either one of those, Perry or Shap, whoever wins that, I think gets knocked out by Marcos in the next round.
And that's what I was going to ask you. What's the last pick on the bottom? We have Marcos, Denise versus
Fairfax. I've
got to
go with Marcos.
Fairfax.
Lopez is, they're tearing it up over there.
All right, so Marcos is the final one. Coach, who do you see, advancing in all the way over in the division two?
On the bottom half?
Yeah.
Ironwood Ridge.
So Ironwood Ridge moving all the way over. Okay, what about the top half? Top half's going to be a battle, isn't it?
I'll tell you what, originally I liked Cesar Chavez, But, you know, now I've had a chance to see Sal Point on TV. That's a tough one. I mean, right. You know, I'd almost have to go with the numbers, and I'd have to go with Sal Point, you know, with them being the number one seed. But it's hard to say.
All right, now we go to Division One. Division One, this is going to be tough.
The big
coach.
Boys.
The big fellas, that's right. So you got the number one seed this year, went to Mountain Point. They got number 16, Cibola. We talked earlier about a 16 beating a 1. I think this is going to be an impossible game for Cibola to even compete in. I think Mountain Point wins this football game.
I agree 100%.
All right, so now we go to number 8, Mesa Mountain View, and number 9, Desert Mountain, and that's the game. That is the game. You look at these two games, and earlier in the season, Desert Mountain put a whooping on them, 49-28 in week one. I can't make up my mind which way to go. Mountain View has really played well down the stretch of the season, and I'm not sure. I think I'm going to go ahead and go with Mountain View, though.
Okay. I'm going with Desert Mountain.
Are you? Okay.
Yeah, I'm going to go with two losses on the year by a combined 9 points. I just they easily are another team that could have been 10-0. And, you know, that's one of our old chap guys, too, Tabor's over there. So I know them a little better than I know Mountain View. But DeGrenier has done a good job with Mountain View.
Yeah.
I mean, last year they were kind of, you know, on his butt, but he's turned it around and got them back on the right track.
Yeah. I mean,
but I think Desert Mountain comes out of that one, but it's like you said, these 8-9 matchups, they should just call them both like 8.5s. And, I mean, it's crazy.
Yeah, well, I mean, if you look at Mountain View's schedule, their two losses early in the season were to Desert Mountain, Desert Ridge. No, I mean, yeah. You know, both tough programs early in the season, and, you know, then their last loss was they got trounced by Mountain Point 51-6.
Yeah.
So I don't think you come back and, you know, coming up against Desert Mountain in the playoffs, that was an early battle. I think Mountain View is going to get a win there. Real quick, because we got to keep moving on because of time, Red Mountain and number 5 versus 12, Red Mountain versus Bueno. I pick Red Mountain, Coach.
I'm going with Red Mountain.
Yeah.
Played a tougher schedule. I don't see Bueno beating them.
Okay, so now let's talk about this matchup, because here's another tough matchup. You got number 4 Brophy, who was a preseason favorite to win the whole thing, against number 13 Chandler, who people always say Chandler's a dark horse. So you have those two teams, Brophy at 8-2, Chandler at 7-3. One of Brophy's losses earlier this year was to Red Mountain. I pick Brophy to move on. Coach, what do you think?
Yeah, I'll tell you what. Originally, when I was filling it out, I had, you know, written the word upset with a question mark. Wasn't sure. As I went a little deeper and looked into their schedules, I've got to go with Brophy also.
Okay. Now we go Hamilton. Last year, Hamilton fell to Desert Vista in the state championship game, came back this year, you know, had a couple losses early. And, you know, this wasn't the Hamilton that we had seen in the past, but they ended up with an 8 straight win streak, and they're going into the playoffs as the number 3 seed. They bounced back this season after 2 losses early. They've drawn number 14, Highland. And you know what? I have to say, Highland squeaking into the playoffs this year. They had a great season. You know, and first off, I want to say congratulations to the Highland Hawks. And but I think their season's over, Coach.
Yeah, I'm. You know what? I don't care that Hamilton's had a couple losses. It's one of those things. You know, wow, Hamilton didn't go 10-0. They're horrible. No way. That's a good program. He struggled at the start. He straightened the ship. That's what he does. And he's going to be moving on.
Yeah, and I know that as Highland makes the playoffs, that's not the pick you wanted to see coming at you.
You know, and what's intriguing is, like we talked about in Division III, with in the first round having Cactus and Saguaro with ex-state championship matchup, Hamilton moves on and Desert Vista moves on, which should happen.
Yep.
That's a round 2 matchup, and that was last year's state game in Division I.
Yep, and that's exactly the Desert Vista's number 6 and Bash's number 11, and you've got Desert Vista DV at 8-2, Bash at 7-3. But Desert Vista's losses earlier this year were to Hamilton and Mountain Point. Bash lost to Chandler, Desert Ridge, and Hamilton. This is going to be a battle, Coach. But I do think DV is going to move forward.
Yeah, Bash is a good team. You know, it's a tough one. Bash could upset them. Right now I'm going to stick with it and go with Desert Vista, but That could be a great game.
Yeah. Pinnacle and Westview. Pinnacle moves forward. That's a 7-10 matchup. I think Pinnacle had a tougher schedule, had a better overall season. I think Pinnacle moves on.
Yeah, Pinnacle, 7 seed, Westview at 10. They're both good teams. They've got history. They've played each other a couple times, and I believe they've played each other in the playoffs, and I think they've kind of split. I think one time Westview won, and, one time Zupke at Pinnacle won. The way I looked at it when I broke down their schedules is it really intrigues me. I mean, this could be an upset. Pinnacle's losses were to teams that passed the ball a lot. They struggled with that a little bit. But Westview, as a wing T team, they're a running team. So I don't know how well they'll fare. This could be a toss-up. I mean, I circled Pinnacle to move on just by the fact that they were the lower seed and they're playing at Pinnacle. But this is one that could go either way.
Okay, so now we look at number 2, Desert Ridge, versus number 15, Valley Vista. This is going to be a good matchup, but I think Desert Ridge moves on. They're 9-1 with their only loss to Hamilton, and D Ridge is a very strong team. Coach Hathcock has those guys.
Desert Ridge is without a doubt moving on. Valley Vista, like you said, gets in at the 15 seed. The only quality win they had in their 10 game season was over Millennium.
Yeah.
If you look at the rest of the teams they played, they're not that strong. So I got to go with Desert Ridge.
It's a great draw for Desert Ridge being the number 2 seed. All right, so what we're going to do is we're going to take a quick break, and when we come back from the break, I'm going to ask Coach this question: what team is on the outside looking in? Who got screwed? Who should be in the playoffs? We'll hear that when we come back after the break. This is the Coach's Corner. I'm the Coach Scott Lovely. We'll be right back.
Internet flagship station for sports.
Voice America Sports.
Ready for in-your-face sports? Want to talk about the topics that nobody else is willing to talk about, either because they're too scared to touch them or just don't think it's the way to go? You're not going to be shy here. Tune in to Here's the Deal with Mega and Steel, featuring Ike Mega Griffin and Sydney Steel Justice. We've got the facts to back up the talk and invite you to join us every Friday at 2 p.m. Pacific Time, 5 p.m. Eastern, just before the weekend on the Voice America Sports Channel. We tell it like it is.
Are you a real sports fan? Get ready to talk football and anything else sports with Kwame Lassiter, formerly with the Arizona Cardinals, San Diego Chargers, and St. Louis Rams. Kwame's got the experience, so he's prepared to talk sports with you every week on Kwame Lassiter's Sports Talk. It's on the Voice America Sports Network every Tuesday at 9 a.m. Pacific Time, noon Eastern Time. Get ready for unpredictable fun and sometimes a sarcastic look at the world of sports. That's Kwame Lassiter's Sports Talk on the Voice America Sports Network.
Do you love sports talk? Can't get enough sports talk? Have we got a show for you? It's about the NFL training camps, Super Bowl previews, a look at the new starting quarterbacks, and weekly key injuries. We'll take your calls and emails right on the air. Former Philadelphia Eagle James Loving is your host, and you never know who'll drop by for a co-host spot or an interview on the spot. Tune in to Loving That Sports Talk with James Loving every Wednesday at noon Pacific Time, 3 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Sports Channel.
Your Internet flagship station for sports, Voice America Sports.
Coach's Corner with Scott Lovely, the program that brings the high school sports fans together in Arizona and across the world. To talk to the coach, pick up the phone and call in toll free to 1-888-346-9144. That's 1-888-346-9144. Or drop an email to hssportstalk@yahoo.com. Now, back to the program.
All right, welcome back to the show. This is the Coach's Corner. I'm the coach, Scott Lovely. Right before the break, I asked a question, and the question was, who in all three divisions, if you look at all three divisions, the question is, who's on the outside looking into the playoffs that maybe should be playing instead of sitting at home. Coach, who do you think it is?
Well, I've got to definitely say Flagstaff. They finished 8-2. They're not in. You look at, the PowerPoint system, which I have said I like. Okay, I do like it. But, a team like Flagstaff, you only pick two of your own games. The computer gives you the other eight games. So they literally were scheduled a soft schedule by the computer. And therefore, even though they have eight wins, that they don't make the top 16.
Yeah, and if you look at it, the reason that the scheduling puts them where they put them is because it's trying to save money on gas.
Exactly.
Fuel costs for the districts.
Yep.
So well,
they're the one team that really sticks out. I mean, they got to be going off up there. I mean, that 8-2 and not get in, But I mean, now this is a year where, there's, 10-0s, 9-1s, 8-2s, there's some 7-3s, there's a couple 6-4s, and then you see Notre Dame, who I mentioned earlier, at 5-5, and they get in. Now, the only thing I don't understand, or maybe it would make me understand it a little more, is I don't know how they weigh and how they power rank out-of-state games.
Yeah, I don't know. But here's the interesting thing, because if you look at the Flagstaff schedule, their only two losses are to Post and Butte and Mingus.
Yeah.
I mean, they could have gone 10-0. Would they have been out of the playoffs still if they were undefeated? I mean, with this week of schedule, I guess those teams that they played – they didn't win any games.
Exactly.
So that's why Flagstaff is sitting at home. But, I mean, what if they'd gone 10-0?
Yeah. Now, see, I think, you beat Mingus. You pick up some points from Mingus because they're a solid team. I'm not sure how – who was the other one you mentioned?
Post and Butte.
Yeah, I'm not sure. How did Post and Butte end up? What was their
– Post and Butte was like, number 40 – wait, hold up. They were number 20. They were number 20.
See, I just, like I said,
they were 5-5, Coach.
I just think that Flagstaff was dealt a bad hand. I really do. And like you said, if it was, whether it was to reduce travel, which we know is true because the AIA was, bragging last year how they reduced travel by, 37% or whatever it was they did. And they're looking at doing it again. Okay, they're looking at reducing it again this year, so Lord knows what they're, going to come up with. But, how can you schedule them eight games and they win those games and their strength of schedule is bad and they don't get in? I just don't think it's...
They play teams like Chino.
I don't know how you look at your kids. I can understand if you scheduled the games.
Right.
If you scheduled games against bad teams and you went 8-2, well, shame on you. That's not right. But how do you look at your kids and tell them, hey, we're 8-2, but you're not in the playoffs?
I would like to know what two games they scheduled. That's what I would like to know. I would like to know which two games they scheduled. Because, losing to Post and Butte 34-7 and then losing to Mingus 41-13, but then they ran through everybody else. I mean, they beat Mojave 27-14. That's not a run through, but they beat Tuba City 69-0, Chino Valley 60-6, Glendale 38-0, Page 63-6, so I don't know, Coach. I think you're right. I think they're the team that got screwed the most in all three divisions.
Yeah.
I think so. So, Coach, we're going to have you join us the rest of the playoffs so we can take a look at what's going on. And I know you're going to be going to a couple games, and maybe you can give us some insight as to what you saw and who you think is going to keep advancing. That'd be good.
Yeah, it'll be awesome for us to do round two. I can't wait to see some of these potential matchups.
So you guys have playoffs this week. Friday football is going to get hot and crazy here all the way through November 24th. That's Thanksgiving Day, isn't it?
Is it? Okay. I should know that. But it's somewhere around there.
Hold on. Let me look at the calendar here real quick.
It's
the day before Thanksgiving.
I've gone to the state game before that we have. It was weird because last year Division I took off the week of Thanksgiving, and I think we Division III didn't. I remember there was somewhere along the line that we got like a week separated from each other. So one division took off, one didn't. I can't remember, but I know when I was at Chaparral and we were preparing for the state game, we practiced on Thanksgiving.
Yeah, it's the day before Thanksgiving. So the season ends the day before Thanksgiving. And that's great because that week is going to be crazy with Thanksgiving basketball tournaments and state football playoffs. And we'll talk more about all that stuff as we get there next week. Now, real quick, this week, the NJCAA announced their national polls. Number one team was Mott College, and the number two team was South Mountain Community College. Coach Dan Nichols and the Cougars were ranked number two in the nation. So,
don't you have something to do with that?
I coach out there. I shag the balls.
I wanted to give you a plug.
So, So we're actually playing this week is our first real games kick off this week for us at the NJCAA. So I want to thank Coach Ellison for joining us this week. Next week we'll take a look at how our picks fared and what's going on basketball wise. That's right. I told you I was going to reach out to a bunch of college or a bunch of high school coaches I know here locally, find out what their teams look like, and we'll get into that. Thanks, Coach Ellison, for joining us this week. This is the Coach's Corner. I am the Coach Scott Lovely. Remember, leave it better than you found it. I want to thank you for listening. Peace. We're out of here.
The game's over for another week, but come on back next Monday at 7 p.m. Eastern Time, 4 p.m. Pacific, for another discussion about high school sports and more on The Coach's Corner with Scott Lovely on the Voice America Sports Channel.